This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
Last time in 2016. Good morning, Torsten Casper.
Good morning, Eddie.
How are you?
Fantastic.
And good morning, Sam Gayman.
Good morning, Eddie.
Let's make it a retrospective show today. Let's have a look backwards to see what's happened in 2016. Maybe give you an idea as to what to do property-wise in 2017. Torsten.
Well, I guess the year in review has been one of the most amazing years from a real estate point of view, the consistency of the auction results. Now, sales in most suburbs, as far as turnover, so this is actually houses that are coming onto the market in your own areas that you live in, across Melbourne, those numbers were down about 25% on the year before. So what you were finding was that where you might have been looking to buy a home and there'd be five or six properties available, there'd only be two or three available for you to have a look at.
Which would naturally drive the prices up.
And what that did is that underpinned pricing and underpinned the clearance rate. So the clearance
rate... Underpinned it or drove it up?
Well, what it actually did was pricing went up, but the clearance rate was very consistent this year between 75 and 80%. That 5% change is... we haven't seen anything quite like it for that sustained period of time. But what it did do was drive prices up from the middle of the year to right where we are this weekend, where the last 3 to 5 months have been outstanding, and probably in some suburbs you've seen 10, maybe 15% gains in the period of 6 months.
Torsten, some of those results were absolutely outstanding. We just sold a house for a trickle over 1.5. We sold that 8 years prior for $885,000. So, you know, it's gone absolutely gangbusters, and we had one property that we that gained approximately $800,000 in 2 years. So those gains have been really, really significant. And as Torsten said, just a great deal of consistency with the results and the prices that have been achieved.
The other thing that we've noticed is that there have been a consistent number of buyers matching when we've had peaks and troughs of, say, for example, last few weekends, there have been over 1,000 plus auctions for each weekend. And the buyer sentiment and excitement is matched and mirrored the number of properties. And what we'd been waiting to see was that when it jumped from 700 to 800, then 800 to over 1,000 properties on the auction weekends, for that clearance rate to drop significantly. But it actually, in some weekends, which was an anomaly, the clearance rate improved. Mm-hmm. In one case, it went up from 78% to 81%. So it's been an interesting year. So what that shows us is, with interest rates seemingly appearing to be pretty consistent, there is a question mark next year as far as with the what we're all referring to now as the Trump effect.
Yes.
With the longer fixed-term interest rates, and there's no question we're already seeing that adjustment with the major banks. The question will be next year's short-term interest rate levels and where that sits and what effect that'll have on the market. And so reading into all of that, a lot of clients have said that they've felt that they went this year or are going to definitely get into the marketplace for a February-March campaign because they don't want to miss the top end of the market.
Sure. So do you think we've hit the top already?
There's a crystal ball element to that question, Eddie, but there's certainly been some incredibly strong growth this year. If you actually find that the market normalises where there's an increase in turnover, so again, numbers of homes and apartments and villas hitting the marketplace, that has to have some effect on pricing. And also, if interest rates do go up a fraction next year, people will be mindful of it. And often, Sam and I have often said that the property industry is a really good litmus test of where confidence is in the economy.
Yeah.
And if people feel interest rates are going to go up or they're not feeling as confident in the economy, the first area to actually have some sort of effect is the property industry.
This is The Real Estate Show.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
9531 1245, the one central number to call for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside. 9531 1245 for all your real estate needs, whether they be residential or commercial, property management or sales. Torsten, before I forget, contacting you guys over the Christmas period, what's the best way to do that?
Look, there's a few options. Either the main number that you've just mentioned.
Yes.
Email or text. Our mobiles are on the homepage. So if you've got a relationship with one of our agents, just if you haven't got their number, you can look that up on site. Obviously, you've got Sam and I are available for you to either email or call us on our mobiles, but certainly the homepage and the office number will direct you.
If you're calling from interstate, pop an 03 in front of that number. If you're calling from overseas, our country code is 61, then 39531-1245. Sam, four offices, where are they?
Eddie, they're in Black Rock, Elwood, Mount Martha and Port Melbourne.
And we continue. Sam?
Yes, so I guess we were going to have a bit of a chat about some of the buying tips that people might want to just take into next year.
Okay, people, so pens and paper at the ready.
Yes.
For all your tips.
So in terms of the buying tips, I always think the best place to start is research. Is yes. doing your homework. So part of that will be obviously aligning yourself with a good conveyancer or solicitor so that you've got somebody who can look at documentation for you prior to making an offer or bidding at an auction. It is also aligning yourself with a good broker, such as Dan from Aqua Finance, who's been on the show many times.
Morning, Dan.
And we can help you, with a referral to Dan, and that is so that you've got your pre-approval ready, so that you're in a position where you can buy, and so you know what your budget is and what your comfort zone is in terms of your expenditure. And then it's getting your research done and it's picking a few suburbs that you think might be suitable. It's going around to as many open for inspections as possible so that you can get a feel for why properties are selling for a certain amount, what those drivers are that affect price, and also important to have a look at the surrounds and to get used to a suburb, and that is trying the cafes. You may even decide to... for some of the downsizes, might choose, as we've said before, Torsten, to rent in an area and get used to it before they make the leap out of the family home. So it just depends on all those circumstances. But I think you've got to start with your homework.
And I think the other thing is to develop a relationship with one or two agencies. Obviously, if you're in Bayside, there is only one agency, being Chisholm and Gaiman, certainly...
Well, you guys are the Bayside specialists.
We are indeed. And also, look, if we haven't got a property that is on the market at the moment, we have talked about this, the off-market sales, we'll try and find one that we may have valued 12 months ago or 18 months ago. If we do... think tank homes that we think are going to suit buyers. But the important aspect from the buyers is to make sure that you develop that relationship. And again, the more information you can give them, the better that agent will be able to service your needs.
Indeed. Sam?
Yeah, and Eddie, that's where as well, it's important to track auction results so that, when you are going around to look at the properties, I would suggest to the buyers that they maybe, spend a month or two and analyze and look at the auction results and then have a chat to that agent that you're working with. So it may be that you give us a call and you say, well, Sam, Torsten, why did that one achieve that price and yet that one down the road was a little bit less? And yeah. there may be some interesting things that you may not be aware of. Perhaps it's orientation. Perhaps it was the ceiling height.
Perhaps, Sammy, it was that one of the houses still had its 1980s kitchen and hadn't been updated.
And that's where we can certainly assist as well, because we've talked about value adding on the shows, and Torsten and myself, the team, we're all equipped to help people get their property ready for sale and to maximise the outcome. So there are all of those different reasons, and if you do have that relationship with the agent, You can find out what might have influenced price.
This is The Real Estate Show.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gaiman, Weno Bayside.
So, gentlemen, it's Christmas next week. What are we doing for Christmas?
Well, Eddie, we'll probably be making a few sales. Last Christmas, we sold three properties on Christmas Eve and one on New Year's Eve.
Oh, you've got to keep the Christmas Eve tradition
going.
Well,
11 years in a row, Sammy. So, yes. We need to keep that going, Eddie, and we'll be looking forward to it. I will say it is the first Christmas Eve Saturday that we've had to work in a very long time. Normally...
I can't even remember one.
So it's a...
Will that make it easier?
No, I think it'll be harder because people will be away. So okay. It'll be harder.
But in terms of Christmas, though, I'll be spending it with Kate's family, and I don't get to spend it with my parents this year because they'll be over in Los Angeles with my sister.
Okay.
But I would like to give one very special mention to my dad because...
He'll be listening online.
He'll be listening online, and this December... Just gone, he celebrated his 50th year in the real estate industry.
Wow.
And also, another,
so congratulations, Dad.
So well done, BG. And another add-on to that was that, as you know, there are four generations of Gaiman. So there was Sam's grandfather and his great-grandmother.
Yes, my great-grandmother, who started in real estate in 1929.
And TK, what are you and the kids doing for Christmas?
We'll be heading down to the farm at some stage, and there'll be plenty of time now that the kids are very confident in the water. Now we're looking at a few fun days down at the beach as well.
Now, Torsten, tell me about your most satisfying sale in 2016.
Well, Eddie, given that's Chisholm and Gaiman that you're talking to, every sale is satisfying. But I do have a favourite, and that
Go
is
on.
Some clients that I initially sold for some beautiful clients that had lived in Elwood for 20 years, the Papanarvins. And then I had some wonderful clients then buy an existing duplex, which was two Art Deco apartments. They then created the most magnificent home that we sold only a few weekends ago, and that made the number one sale in Victoria for that particular weekend. The clients took all the advice during the build process. They also are downsizing, so they look to us for some advice as far as presentation and a list of works to maximise the outcome. And the end result of that was a very satisfying sale where we were several hundred thousand dollars over reserve. A wonderful campaign both in the media and on social media. It was one of the highest rated Facebook inquired homes as well in Melbourne, and certainly a really lovely family.
Sam, how about you?
Yeah, Eddie, look, there's so many, but if I'm going to pick one, I would say it would be the sale of 30A Vaudier Street. And the reason why that's so special is because it was the first house ever built in Elwood in 1854.
We discussed this.
We did a little property focus.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And just that level of history, you know.
Did it have a barn?
It had a converted stable.
A converted stable, that's what it was.
Beautiful old cellar that ran the full width of the property, where you could stand up amongst all the bluestone. And,
it's quite magical when you see how well they were built.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's incredible. The amount of the foundations for this property, it's not going anywhere.
They're ideal for Elwood, Sam.
Yeah, they were. So that was a very, very special sale. And to be able to help Steph and Andrew move on to their next property purchase is just an exciting thing.
And gentlemen, thank you for 2016. Have a wonderful Christmas. Have a wonderful New Year.
Hang on, Eddie, what are you doing for Christmas?
What am I doing? I'm spending it with the family.
Oh, fantastic.
And cooking. And also, and now, Eddie, there's one big bit of news. Give
all
her a
right.
property show. Come and let them know.
Okay. My wife, Tanya, and I bought an apartment off the plan, and it settles tomorrow. So
and you'll be moving in just before Christmas.
And we'll be moving in just before Christmas.
Eddie.
So we're going to have a wonderful Christmas in our new place. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Eddie, it's been a pleasure working with you for the last few years. And we look forward to next year. So thank you so much for all the effort and time. And to our listeners, we just wish you a very festive and a very safe New Year.
Absolutely. Big, happy festive season. And thank you for all the support during the year.
And gentlemen, I will see you both again early 2017.
We'll look forward to it.
This has been The Real Estate Show. We'll be back next year.
The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gaiman, Weno Bayside.
Wherever you go, say hello.